Welcome to Two Girls Who Read, a podcast. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Lily, and this is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything book related.
This week's topic is assigning fictional characters self-help books.
I think this is the randomest thing we've ever done, and that's saying a lot.
Quite a quirky idea, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, Olivia had a really quirky idea. It's okay. If you're confused what this episode is going to be about, I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure many others.
It's self-explanatory. We're taking fictional characters and we're assigning them self-help books. It's really not that crazy.
Yeah, but people might be wondering why.
Do we need a reason? That's so stupid to be like, oh, you need a reason to assign fictional characters self-help books. No, let me live. I can do what I damn want. This is our podcast. Like, we can do what we want, okay? If they have a problem with it, if they're confused, that's not our issue. You chose to be here.
Okay. That is true. But basically, we looked up a bunch of self-help books. And then we would read...
you're going to explain it in a way that's so self-explanatory. Basically, we looked at some self-help books, and then we started assigning them to fictional characters.
Okay.
As the title implies.
Well, yeah, but basically, it's like, okay, you know what? Never mind. It's fine. Olivia, I feel like this is not as obvious to everyone as it is to you, because who would do something like this? This is very...
This was your idea!
No. Not my
idea. Yes, it was. No. My idea was different. No. My idea was,
Let's rewind to last night. Okay. We're trying to come up with a podcast idea. We're struggling, as every week. And...
Don't say that. We're professionals. We never struggle with ideas, Lily.
As we do every week, we were major struggling. And Olivia was like, we should do what we think book characters' favorite books would be. And I was like, I have no ideas for that. Like, I don't know. And she was just rattling them off. Like, she was like, no, so-and-so's favorite book would be this. And so-and-so's favorite book would be this. And I was like, okay, fine. If you have so many ideas, we can do it then, you know? And then as we're, like, going on trying to come up with ideas, I was like, Cal from Red Queen. Like, and then, well, I don't want to say it because we're going to say it later in the episode, but basically it was a self-help book, and then she was like, that's so funny, and then we started looking at other self-help books. So it was kind of my idea, but I didn't intentionally come up with it, if you see what I mean.
That's such a silly thing to say. I didn't intentionally come up with this idea. That's like saying, look, I didn't intentionally... What if Leonardo da Vinci was like, look, I didn't intentionally learn how to fly, okay? Like, it just happened. Like, it wasn't my idea. It just came from my brain, but I didn't intend for it to come from my brain.
Yeah, but like, it was a collaborative process because I didn't come up with the idea for the self-help book and be like, oh my gosh, the whole podcast should be about self-help books. I just listed one singular self-help book.
Oh, okay.
It was a collab.
Also, did Leonardo da Vinci actually invent flying?
No, I don't. I wasn't going to question that analogy. I had no idea what you were talking about.
I was thinking of, you know, that animated... sorry, this is getting off topic, but it'll be really quick. You know that animated movie, Peabody and Sherman? Leonardo da Vinci, I swear he tried to fly.
No, he was like... Leonardo da Vinci was like a painter.
But he also did other stuff. He had side hustles, Lily. He was side hustling.
He was in, like, the 1400s.
I know, that's why it was so cool.
Maybe.
Leonardo da Vinci inventions. Look. He invented the parachute, Lily. See?
Okay, I'm looking this up.
He did. He invented the kite. He was obsessed with flight. I know this because I watched the animated movie Peabody and Sherman. No, but like his designs ended up being... He invented the wing. Like the wing was his idea.
I think the wings were like birds' ideas. I think they were around first.
But like human wings, Lily. Human wings.
What human... Okay, you know what? I'm just kidding.
He invented the diving suit too. Good for Da Vinci. He was hustling. He was just painting on the side. Anyway, let's get into today's episode, shall we? I wanted to get that out of the way because I know that a lot of the time I say shit and you're like, Olivia just does not know what she's talking about. And, you know, I know that I'm the creative writing major and I'm not the STEM girl out of the two of us, but I do know what I'm talking about sometimes. And I am a smart cookie deep down.
Okay.
Okay. Kaz would love the book Think and Grow Rich. The self-help book, mm-hmm. Think and Grow Rich. Oh, wait, do we have to say who these are by?
We didn't. You know what? Look up Think and Grow Rich self-help book and you'll find it. Because let's be real. I really don't care enough.
Here's the thing. Yeah, this isn't a book recommendation.
Yeah, we're not recommending. We haven't read these.
We're just like struggling. Anyway. Keep going. So, Think and Grow Rich. We just thought, why? Oh, yeah. Because of the obvious. I think Kaz just, he's such a money man. He's like Da Vinci, making money moves left, right, and center. Like, all the time. Just. Yeah. And so, he really is trying to manifest those dollar bills. And we hope he gets that. So, that's Kaz Brekker from Six of Crows. Just in case. Y'all don't know, one of the most iconic YA characters of this generation.
Okay. So, next is going to be a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And our first thought upon hearing that was Maven from Red Queen, obviously. Because, as you know, if you've read Red Queen, that's basically his entire goals. Through the whole thing.
I think it's a bit of a gray area what friends is to Maven, but like...
But like, I think he was trying to secure some. I think he was a bit...
I think A for effort. Maven's just that like really weird kid in class. Like, you can tell deep down he just is like super lonely and wants some friends, but like... It just goes about it the wrong way. You're like, I can't even bring myself to pretend I want to be friends with you. Like, just to be kind. It's just like, why did you do that? Like, why did you give me a dead bird as a Christmas present? He would be that kind of person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think he really could have.
A classmate has never given me a dead bird as a Christmas present as well. I just want to put that out there real quick. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, that's quite specific.
Yeah, I have no experience with home invasion. My Taylor Swift listeners know that meme. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, but I was just going to say, I think that he really could have used a self-help book in order to, you know, help him. Maybe he wouldn't have given dead birds out as Christmas presents or something, or done some of the other things he's done.
You know, with all that royal reading he did, you would think he'd have read one self-help book, but no.
No, clearly not this one.
Yeah, they didn't have that in the Red Queen universe. But if they did, it would have been a very different story.
Okay, I'll say the next one.
Okay, I don't want to do the next one because you came up with this one. It was the one for Cal.
Oh, wow.
But I'll do...
Okay.
I'll do Evelyn Hugo because I came up with this one. So
you did.
Evelyn Hugo from The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Her favorite, like... Not her. We're giving her the self-help book Untamed by Glennon Doyle because basically another name for The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo is like feminist trying to survive in the 50s while also being a bad bitch. And Evelyn really struggles with that because it's not easy being a bad bitch in the 50s. But Evelyn still somehow pulls it off. And so we think like she would love Untamed by Glennon Doyle because it's a book about... What is Untamed about? You read it, Lily.
I have actually read this one, and it's really good. But basically, it's just talking about like navigating like
misogyny.
Pardon?
It's about misogyny. You were like, it's about navigating misogyny.
Yeah, misogyny. It's about navigating misogyny in our current world. In the patriarchy, yes. And basically she talks about all kinds of different things because if you don't know, like, Glennon Doyle, she is a lesbian mom and she co-parents with the kid's dad, but you know, she had a pretty tough time before that.
The patriarchy wronged her in the worst way it can. It convinced her she was a heterosexual. That's terrifying.
Worst nightmare.
Horrible.
Yes. And so basically she talks a lot about her journey of, like, you know, where she was and where she ended up and kind of what she learned along the way. So yeah. Anyway.
I guess that is, so this is like the one actual book rec you'll get from us. Like, Untamed by Glendora. It's pretty good book. It is the only thing I will say, I haven't read it, but like from what I've heard, it's a very white feminist, like white feminism. Mm. Would you agree with that statement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I have heard.
Anyway. Your turn.
Okay, so this is the one I was talking about at the beginning, the inspiration for this whole episode. When we were trying to figure out what book Cal from Red Queen would really vibe with, I was like, no, this man would read The 48 Laws of Power and The 48 Laws of Power only. Because he would look at, like, other books and be like, well, that is such a waste of time. You know, like, why would I read that? Enjoyment? What is that? We don't have that here. Only power.
Am I the only one that doesn't know what the 48 laws of power is? Like, the way you speak of this book, it's like it's a number one New York Times bestseller that I just don't know about.
Everyone talks about it. It's like a man book. Like, I'm gonna read you the little thingy-majig. Okay, so I need to see the synopsis. No, basically, the 48 Laws of Power argues that if you manage to seduce, charm, and deceive your opponents, you will attain the ultimate power. The better you become at handling power, the better friend, lover, and person you will become.
Oh my god. It's so horribly toxic masculinity. Yeah, like,
that's why I gave it to Cal. That was... Mm. He's telling me that him at the end of King's Cage, he did what he did at the end of King's Cage.
He read this book in King's Cage and then
committed what was the ending of King's Cage. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Okay. I'm gonna do, ew, I have to cleanse myself after that. Okay. I'm gonna do the two, well, this is basically every character in Red, White, and Royal Blue by Casey McQuiston. The 4-hour work week. So, we assigned the characters in Red, White, and Royal Blue this book because for political leaders, they never worked. Like, what the hell was Henry and Alex doing? They would campaign, like, once every month. And I've seen sixth graders put more effort into their, like, campaigns to become school captain than Alex Ocasio-Cortez. That's a different thing. What? Than Alex from Red, White, and Royal Blue put into his helping his mum's campaign to become president, to be re-elected as president. I just think that's a bit... That's one of those things where, look, I know that they didn't, I know that Red, White, and Royal Blue didn't come to be politically accurate, but come on, we're just going to assign them this book because we think, like, they read the 4-hour work week and really just ran with it. They're like, yeah. No, I've capped out my 4 hours.
Like, all they were, like, doing was, like, oh, I'm going to use, like, my mom's private jet to go watch, like, Henry play, like, ride some horses, you know, that's pretty much it.
Horse riding is so unnecessarily, like, sexy and horny.
What?
It is. Look, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend I don't stand by this opinion. Though, like, when, I think it's because I've just watched season 2 of Bridgerton, but every time horse riding is unnecessarily sexualized, we need to talk about this. It's unfortunate. Like, the horses do not deserve it, but whenever you see horse riding in film, there's just something about the motion, you know? I'm trying to, you know?
I'm just thinking, like, from Blood and Ash right now, where all they do is, like, ride horses.
Thank you. See what I mean? The horses are just so sexualized. I feel bad for them.
I'm seeing. I've never thought about it before, but, like, I mean,
it's the boobs of sports. It's really just unnecessarily sexualized. There's no reason for it.
There's really not. But yet, here we are. Okay. Well. Anyway.
My chair is so squeaky right now. I'm so sorry about that. For those listening, it's like
just add to the chaos of this episode. Mm-hmm. Okay. How to stop worrying and start living. So I read this. Well, first of all, I read this and wanted to add it to my cart, but then I was like, that's not what we're doing.
That's not the episode. We just started signing each other self-help books.
No, okay. But now we're assigning it to what character we think needs to read this. Okay, so instead of assigning it to myself, we assigned it to Henry from The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. Because if you've read that book...
And then she added it to her card.
I added it to my card. It's arriving Thursday.
Oh, you bought express shipping.
Express shipping needed it ASAP. No, but if you've read The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, you know that Henry, he's got some issues. He's got to sort out. And I think this book would really help him with that.
Yeah, his issues are anxiety. Men be like, I gotta fight my demons, and the demons are anxiety.
Except for his actual demon he has to face in that book.
And bisexuality. Oh, yeah. I love how you were like, yeah, his actual demon he has to face. And I'm like, bisexuality.
No, I meant the legit demon that is in The Invisible Life of Addie.
Yes, he's just like, got that after a while.
Making sure. That was such a chaotic one we just did. Like, neither of us were on the same page for that at all.
The true demon of Julian, not Julian, the true demon of Henry from Addie LaRue being a ginger.
Bisexual ginger.
It's rough out there, man.
Okay.
Are we allowed to say this about gingers? None of us are gingers.
I don't know. We're just kidding.
I've been called albino once. I don't know if that... No, that was really the ginger equivalent of me being like, I have black friends.
Yeah. I'm like, we're just joking.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't say... I feel like we're in that Modern Family episode right now where they take Lily to the Vietnamese restaurant and everything they're saying just continuously gets worse. We're just going to move on swiftly.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do Julian Blackthorne from The Dark Artifices by Cassandra Clare. How to stop losing your shit with your kids. We originally wanted to give Julian a, like, teen parenting single dad self-help book. But there actually aren't many because we live in a patriarchy where, like, 60%... of divorces end with the mother getting all the emotional baggage of delinquents. It's really sad. So there's like no single dad self-help books. And if they are, it's like, you're a single dad. Ha. Huh? Like, it's such a bummer. It's like, shit. I wouldn't want to be a single dad after reading this book. So we just ended up having to settle on how to stop losing your shit with your kids. And it's all because of the patriarchy that we have such a weak recommendation for Julia Blackthorne. Anyway.
But we did think that this man needed some parenting advice because...
He also needs some grief self-help books.
Yeah.
But that's a story. But so does every shadow hunter, let's be real. Except for Clary, bitch. Clary has no grief. Wait, didn't her mum die?
No, somebody died. That was just in the show, not in the book.
Yeah, so back to Clary, ginger bitch.
I'm trying to think if anyone, like, died that she was, like, close to. Oh.
They literally don't! They literally don't!
I feel like I gotta spoil the book if I say. I guess,
Does she lose? Just say yes or no. Just say yes or no. Like, does she lose someone? Is it a pivotal, like, character arc moment? She loses someone that, like, changes her forever. I think that answers it all. If you have to be like,
well, because, like,
her dog died or something. No. Which is so devastating.
That's not what I was gonna say. I was like, not really, but like, there is one character from like the last book, and like, that's why I'm kind of like going back and forth, because like, anyway, it doesn't matter. Julian needs help. That's what we're talking about right now.
Right. Julian. Yes, that fellow. Oh, he's fucked. He's beyond help. Anyway. Yeah.
He needs like,
it's
8
self-help books. It's lovely to read about, though.
Maybe that's...
We need to give him a self-help library. Wait.
Maybe that's why I connected not gonna do so anything. Much, you know? Like, I was just like, you know what? Yes.
What? Say that again.
I was going to say, maybe that's why I connected to him as a character so heavily.
Lily. I wish there was a compilation of all the times you say something, and I'm just like, Lily.
There probably is.
Don't say that.
There probably is. We're just too lazy to make it.
Also, me. Horse riding is an overly sexualized sport for no reason.
I think both of us in this episode are just like absolutely just unhinged.
We're just dumb. That's what it is. You're experiencing like post-concert depression. You just experienced happiness for the first time in like a year. Good for you.
And I'm just here
like, I don't really have much of an excuse, do I?
No.
I had to commute half an hour today in my car.
It's actually a bit unhealthy how many times I watch my concert video today.
Lily, add it to the compilation. I saw your Instagram post today and you're like, already want to go back. You know, I was like, yeah, because she's depressed.
Yeah.
And everyone's commenting, they're like, you're so cute. Look at your concert outfit. Oh my God. Heart emoji. Stop it. And I'm just like, I can never take us seriously on Instagram. Instagram's just too perfect for us.
Yeah.
Reading
my comments on my Instagram post versus what Olivia just said to me. So we have heart.
I literally didn't follow Lily on Instagram for months after meeting her just because I couldn't take her seriously on it.
Yeah, I literally had to like bash Olivia because like we were like literally planning for me to move to her nation and she didn't follow me on Instagram.
Oi, I don't claim Australia as my nation, okay?
I was planning on moving to the city she resides in, and she...
I don't claim this city either. Oh. You planned on moving to a nation that Olivia happened to be in at the time.
Okay. Anyway. And she didn't even follow me on Instagram. But here, these are the comments I have on my Instagram post versus what... See, these are the nice people in my life.
But they're fake as fuck.
Heart
and you
eyes
know
emoji.
It.
Lily, you are absolutely stunning. I must say this one's a little fake because they spelled my name wrong. But
they're all fake. What are you talking about, Lily?
I'm sorry. You tell me? No. This one is from my dear, dear friend. And she is the least fake person I know. And she sometimes listens to our podcast. But she's
so gorgeous.
You are so pretty, Lily. Inside and out. Heart. Looks like a blast. You're telling me
see, that one is nice.
That is nice.
But, like,
that is a nice one.
What's the bounding range here? We've got
that.
1 out of 6.
There was thought put into that. And then we have cute. That was my roommate. She'd be very nice. First commenter. And then we have someone else saying, so gorgeous. And then here we have Olivia. Olivia didn't comment on my Instagram post, but she just commented on it live for all of us. And she said, Lily, you are so fake.
I did not say you were fake. I said your comments were fake.
Yeah, what did you say about the post? You were like, oh, no, you said, you want to go back? It's because you're depressed.
Well, yeah, I thought about commenting, but I was like, no, Lily's Instagram reputation's not ready for me. I'll let her. You look so put together on Instagram. Like,
follow me on Instagram. It's LilyXHope. Thanks.
You want people to follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, why not?
Yikes. No, I'm kidding.
You guys, you too can see my depression photos that I pretend I'm happy.
My Instagram is just, how would you describe my Instagram?
Your Instagram is like things that's like, I would never look at that and think that's an Instagram post. But Olivia did look at that and think that's an Instagram post, so she posted it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
It's an aesthetic. It's a vibe. Look, I have a post and it's like, hi, my name's Olivia. Do you have a moment to talk about the importance of metabolism during exercise? That's quality right there. That ain't fake.
No.
Why would I lie about the importance of metabolism during exercise?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've been off on a bit of a tangent. I'm going to go next. This, okay. Oh, you spelled his name wrong on the document. Oh, I am physically pained by this.
Lily, I'm dyslexic.
Okay, so we have our king. No.
Why did you just ignore the fact I was dyslexic? You're like, okay.
We all know that already, Olivia.
Lily caught live being ableist against Olivia. Doesn't give a crap.
This whole episode.
Fake as fuck, friend.
This whole episode needs to be scrapped, but we're not going to because I care that little.
We're just going to title it explicit and the kiddies can miss out this week. Although we all know that they're going to watch it, listen to it anyways. I always forget that you can't watch podcasts. We can, but we just can't be bothered to record a video.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So basically,
how do I spell it then?
R-U-H-N. Our prince of the Valbarun Fae, Rune Danon. She spelled R-U-N-E, like a shadow hunter's rune.
That's honestly where my mind probably went.
Probably, but no.
Sarah, you know what you did.
If you're a real fan, you know it's R-U-H-N, rune. Okay, so he gets a little self-help book. He needs some help, if we're being honest. But basically, this one you might only understand if you've read the second Crescent City book. It's not really a spoiler, honestly. Like, but if you're, like, really nitpicky about that, like, I don't know, skip, like, a minute. I don't know. But basically, the self-help book we picked for him was How to Unfuck Yourself and Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Life. And I didn't even think of this, and Olivia thought of this, and she hasn't even read the book, but she knows what happens. But basically, the logic for that one was that Rune spends like that entire fucking book in his little dreamscape having little mind sex with some random person he doesn't even know. So we thought it'd be best.
I still don't understand the logistics of that, like, at all.
No, neither do I.
You've tried explaining it to me, and I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. But basically, we thought it would be beneficial for his mental health to get out of his own head a little bit and, you know, get into his life.
Rune's just, like, for all the shifters out there. Rune was for the shifters. Oh,
that's exactly what he was doing, basically, and I hate that.
But you love Rune.
Yeah.
You were just like, our Prince Rune.
Yeah.
He's yours. You can have him.
Oh, thank you.
He's got issues.
No, that's how I like them. You guys have to forgive me. It's literally midnight right now where I live. I am recording this podcast episode. You're going to get me a little bit unhinged. I'm sorry.
I bet you didn't expect at midnight to be talking about the sexualization of horse riding and the misspelling of our Prince Rune. Anyway.
Our Prince Rune.
The House of Sky and Breath, House of Teleportation, Sex and Mess.
If you don't know what we're talking about.
There is actually a reason. Yeah, I love how we both paused and were like, wait, they would have no idea what that is. We titled our House of Sky and Breath podcast episode, well, I did actually. Maybe I shouldn't be so proud to take credit of that. Maybe I just should have left it up to the... Maybe I should have said you did it. But yeah, Our House of Sky. If you have read Our House of Sky and Breath, or you haven't and you just want to hear our thoughts about it and like a recap on it, just look at the episode House of Sky and Breath was a house of mess and teleportation sex. End quote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? Yeah. That's what we're waiting for. That's why it's so awkward. Hold on. Okay. Oh, we're kind of heading into the ACOTAR girlies now. And I'm going to skip one. I'm going to do Resand because I want to do Resand. Resand. Feminism is for everybody. Resand being the feminist icon he is, I just think, like, I don't even know if Resand would read this book as much as he would tell other people to read it. Yeah,
he would pretend
and then pretend that he's read it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally. And then he'd be like, yeah, you know what Resand is? You know those BYU TikToks where they interview kids from the BYU university?
Mm-hmm.
Resand's like one of those students where they're just like, do you believe in same-sex marriage? And you're like, I have to refer to the scriptures, to the Bible. No. And what does the Bible say? That like marriage should be between a man and a woman. And so, yeah, that's Resand. Resand just Utah vibes.
Utah vibes indeed.
Utah vibes indeed. Okay.
I'm gonna agree move with that on statement.
Before all the Resand girlies start barking at us. Like, leave Zaddy Resand alone.
Okay.
Leave Resand alone in his shadows. He's my king, my high lord.
I feel like if you listen to us and you're like a Resand stan and you like at this point are still getting mad at us for bashing on Resand, like, I'm gonna say you're new probably because, like, we've been doing this for a hot minute.
I don't know if you're a recent in how you survive us. You're probably.
Yeah, we'd be pretty obnoxious.
They're at it again.
We're gonna, like, lose Zaddy listeners.
Reese alone. Oh. I know, we're doing so well too. Our podcast has been on quite the steady incline. This is where it all goes downhill.
Yeah, all we're my so new Instagram close. Followers I was about to just gain from self promoing are about to leave. But
yeah, this was a bad episode to promo your Instagram because now everyone's gonna go like hate on your Instagram too. They're gonna be like, leave Resand alone. This is misogyny. He's a feminist. Do you know what Resand's done for the feminism movement? Anyway. It's fine.
I'm going to continue on with the ACOTAR theme and talk about Nesta. Mm. We all know this bitch can use a lot of self-help books, but the one that seemed most glaringly obvious was maybe you should talk to someone. Because I think she needed a therapist. I think she still does need
Nesta?
A therapist.
Nesta? Okay. At our little self-help book library, Nesta and Julian get free library cards. How about that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. But this, I feel like... No, I just feel like she really needed someone to talk to.
Here's the thing. I feel like, yeah, Nesta, she'll go into the self-help library, scan her little library card that we gave her, and then she will read the self-help book that we just said. I forget the name of it already, but something about talking to somebody. And then we're going to actually write an exclusive for Nesta, and we're going to call it How to Bathe, a 10-step guide. And then she can read that one as well.
Yeah.
And then she can be on her merry way. Or, like, maybe we can get in touch with the H2O Just Add Water girls, and it's like, you're afraid of water. Now what?
You oh, know? Wow.
I am a creative writing major. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Why are you saying you're welcome?
I don't know.
You did nothing. You did nothing. You don't know why. Stop taking credit.
I don't know why I said that. Oh. So just leave me be. Okay. Oh, it's your turn next. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. The next ones... Oh, no. We'll do the... Okay, the next two are original, but we'll do the one after. That's, like, an actual... This is an actual self-help book. These are all actual self-help books as well. I feel like we just need to point that out. Like, people genuinely make money off of books called How to Unfuck Yourself, Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Life. Like, that is genuinely a book you can go buy. Yeah. Like, crazy towns. But, like, we also can't talk. However, this final book, like, it's very much giving the vibes of, wow, what an interesting title. This book is The Ethical Slut, A Practical Guide to Polyamory, Open Relationships, and Other Adventures. And we are giving, well, there are a lot of contenders for this book, actually. YA and, like, NA books, a lot of the books we read tend to have lots of sexual tension. And love triangles, we've been saying it since the beginning. Love triangles just need to start turning into polyamorous relationships. Who cares? Who will I pick? Will I pick guy A or guy B? Just do them both at the same time. Like, we all know you want to do it. Like, who cares? Mm. With their consent, of course. But in particular, Heron Greystairs from The Infernal Devices needs this book. Because, oh my God, Will and Jem were so gay for each other, it's not even funny. Like, they wanted to do each other more than any of them wanted to do Tessa, and I will stand by that. Like, Tessa was a third in their little relationship, but it's just because they were in the 1800s, like, you couldn't do that. So, we're going to give them this book, and hopefully they'll put their differences aside and change the past and just, yeah, just finally be ethical sluts. Anyway. It's what we all want, okay?
It is.
And by all, I mean...
us.
Us. And we're all that matters.
I don't think it's only us. I feel like many people wish that they would have been ethical sluts when they read that book. And
I dare us to make that the question for this episode. You know how you can do Q&As? It'd be like, yeah. Do you think Heron Greystairs should be ethical sluts?
Go answer the poll. That's going to be the poll.
Guys, check out the poll. It's going to be so awkward because the poll will, like, show up before they've watched the episode. So they're just like, what the fuck?
That's what makes it better. It'll intrigue them. Mm. Draw them in. Mm. Okay. What else did we got? Oh, the next two are originals.
Yeah.
These next two are originals that Olivia came up with. So when she's finished her creative writing degree, she might write these. We'll see. So I'm going to do the one for the Atlas Six. If you've read the Atlas Six, this will make a lot of sense to you. But basically what Olivia has come up with for this is that all these characters needed to read the book, my colleagues are all hot and I'm a virgin, now what? Spoiler alert, the answer is have a threesome. But you gotta read the rest of the book.
The answer is The Ethical Slut, A Practical Guide to Polyamory, Open Relationships and Other Adventures.
Yeah, those books actually are a bit of a collab. They're like
a collab. They're like a YouTube channel. Yo guys, what's up? Welcome back to The Ethical Slut. Oh my god, that'd be such a sick YouTube name.
It would be. You're so right.
If I ever gonna start a YouTube channel, I would call it The Ethical Slut.
Please do.
Yes. Stay tuned. Maybe I should make that my Instagram handle, actually.
Please do.
That'd be so fun. Okay. Oh, my turn. Okay. We're going back to the Akatar girlies. Feyre Darling.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give her my original custom signed edition of my book written just for her called I'm Pregnant with a Winged Baby That My Feminist Husband Didn't Tell Me About. Now what? And
I'm about to give birth.
That one's just for her. And you're about to give birth and your sister hates you.
very...
And your sister is currently in the middle of maybe you should talk to someone.
So niche.
So niche. But yeah, she really needs this. That's how she should have found out that she was pregnant with a winged baby. Like, someone should have just given her a book that called I'm Pregnant with a Winged Baby That My Feminist Husband Didn't Tell Me About. Now what? And then Fairy's just like, oh my god, this is so silly. Who's this for? And then I'm just in the ACOTAR universe like you. And that's how she finds out that Rhysand's a lying piece of scum. And then, yeah. It would have been great. You know, we've got those different portals in the Sarah J. Maas universe. I could have jumped into one of them. Oh, yeah. Imagine you could jump into a Sarah J. Maas portal and you choose ACOTAR. Like, I would want to go meet, like, the Throne of Glass characters. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
Imagine being stuck in Valerius. Imagine, oh, imagine your political reader. Your political reader. Your political leader being Rhysand.
Ew. You would put Justin Trudeau to shame. Like, you know, like, because, like, I'm Canadian. But, like, mm-mm. If you're not Canadian, and or even if you are and you don't know this... But, like, Justin Trudeau, like, you can look up videos of him, like, it's, like, Justin Trudeau, like, does a strip show. It's, like, Justin Trudeau, like freaking, like, if anyone saw the video of him getting his vaccine. You can look up if you were in him getting his vaccine where he, like, does a freaking little strip show, take off his shirt and stuff. Like, it's so dramatic. Like, I know Rhysand would be so much worse than that. Like, he would put Justin Trudeau to shame. No.
We know that if you're in Valerius, you could look up Feyre and Rhys, President Feyre and Rhysand fucking in the sky. Like, people... Oh, I was going to say something that would have been really bad. We're not going to do that. But,
Can you tell me after?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We've said some stuff this episode, but that would have been too far. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the way that I fully was thinking of Justin Trudeau when I thought of Rhysand as a political leader as well.
Oh.
People are like, oh my god, make fucking in the sky legal. Rhysand, I am for the motion.
Okay, I know most of our audience is American, so if you don't know what we're talking about, look up Justin Trudeau for the motion and you'll get a really funny video. Thank me later.
I am for the motion.
Oh my gosh. Those are all the ones we have. What do we do now?
No, I'm sorry, I just need to quickly add Rhysand as well, being like, when he, using more as his token, like, LGBTQ plus representative, he's doing a speech being like, I support LGBTPAQRXTV.
Yes, also look up Justin Trudeau doesn't know how to pronounce LGBTQ because he struggled for a while there on one of his little...
Oh, what was the one about the bottled water? This is just turning into a Justin Trudeau funniest moments.
The bottle of podcast. Water? Oh, yeah.
He's like, we're being really clean. We're drinking lots of bottled water, and it's water that's bottled, and it's bottled water. Like,
Q falling down the stairs.
Yes.
Rhysand would fall down, like, the 10,000 stairs. I wish I could watch Rhysand fall down the stairs. Like the 10,000 stairs out there.
Yes. And Nesta would just be like... I can't believe Nesta had to walk up all those stairs. Anyway, that's a story for another day, that Nesta was actually, like, Rapunzel-level abused by Rhysand. We love that. Yeah. Well, that got quiet really quick, didn't it?
Anyway, what do we do now, like, with our time?
We could tell the listeners about your concerts to make you feel happy again. Look, there's the happiness.
You're so right. Okay. Listeners, let me tell you, I had the time of my life. Buckle last up. Week. This is what you're all here for. That's what I'm in charge of editing this podcast. I'm going to like title it and be like, Lily's concerts. No,
there's so much good content. There's so much good content in this episode. If you name it, talking about Lily's Conan Gray concert, like, I will murder you. Like, I will come for you.
Hey, I also went to two other concerts. Anyway.
If I swear if you name this, like, the Wallows were surprisingly good. A rant. Like, I will end you.
Okay. I'm kidding. So last week, I went to this lovely little place called Vancouver.
She went to the set of Riverdale.
Yeah, this is where they film Riverdale. Just
anyway. She's weird. She's a weirdo. She doesn't fit in, and she doesn't want to fit in.
Anyway.
But it's giving a great performance. We can't go anyway. Keep going. I'm dragging it too much.
So I went to this lovely place called Vancouver. I drove there. I was like 5 hours away. So I got my little car vroom vroomed down. First, I went to the Wallows concert. And the Wallows, if you don't know who they are, you do. They sang Are You Bored Yet? And you know that song. I know everyone knows that song. You just maybe don't know who they are. But they have a lot of
It's the guy too. From 13 Reasons Why. Why did you not lead with that?
Because I hate describing it like that.
Because there's so much more than that. There's so much more. Hey, that. It's Hannah Baker. No, they opened the show up with, hey, it's Hannah Baker.
They definitely did not do that. But basically, I had a rocking time at the Wallows concert. It was fantastic. They just sang really good. I don't know. They were great to hear live. And then a few days later, I went to the Ash concert. And let me tell you about the Ash concert. So basically, we had general admission tickets because she's a bit of a smaller artist. It's her first tour, you see. And not only was this her first tour, it was her first stop on her first tour. Okay. Mm. And basically, she, it was general admission tickets, so basically, wherever you got to was wherever you got to. So if you were, like, first in line, you're at the front, you're, like, in the first row, basically. But we decided to get there at, like, 4:30. The doors opened at 6, you know, because we had nothing else to do. We're like, okay, let's just go stand in the line. It was a nice day, and so we got there, and, like, my friend Katie, who I went with, was, like, flipping out because she's like, Lily, I'm so sorry I made us late. It's, like, 4:35, okay? She's like, I'm so sorry I made us late. We're going to be, like, on the back now. And I was like, okay, calm down. And then we get there, and there's, like, 5 people ahead of us. So, basically, 5 people ahead of us, a.k.a. we're in the front row. And it's a good thing we got there when we did, because within the next, like, half an hour, like, the line did start to get quite big. But, yeah, so we're in the front row. So I, like, made eye contact with this girl, and it was a spiritual experience. She was an incredible performer. 10 out of 10 recommend. And then, lastly, I went to see Conan Gray, and he was fantastic. Stage presence, 10 out of 10. Everything, 10 out of 10. It was so good. That was the night he did go to skedat off to the Olivia Rodrigo concert after, which I'm not going to get into because this is happy times. But that's my story. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'm really mad that she saw Conan Gray and I didn't. And Conan Gray, so many artists are doing like world tours at the moment, but not coming to Australia. Something about living in Australia, when artists are like, we're going on a world tour, it means world minus Australia.
Yeah.
So Australia and Brazil, and then put the handshake emoji, artists never coming there. Like, that's us.
Yeah. I'm really sad because I would love to take you to Conan Gray's tour. So I was looking at his Europe dates to see if they're going to overlap with any of our Europe dates. And he's in London like a week or two before us. And I was like, oh, shit. Sad.
That is devastating. It is
devastating.
It is devastating.
Because I would totally take you.
That's so cute.
Did you know he has like a Life new goal. Music coming out tomorrow?
He does. Yeah. I saw the teaser with the rose or whatever.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Vibes. I'm excited.
Me too.
He made that song for me because he was like, sorry, I'm not coming to Australia. Here, have a new song. Stop being mad at me. And you know what, Conan? you win this time. Maybe that's why he was giving roses out at all of his tours. We're such dipshits. How do we not realize this?
It's a
marketing
that.
Ploy. I didn't. Anyway, well, I realize it now.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I didn't put too much thought into it.
Someone brought him roses to, like, the concert that we were at. Like, we saw them in the lineup. They had the roses. And then, like, they threw them on the stage, like, during the show.
That's so wholesome.
It was cute.
Yeah. And you didn't get COVID from any of your concerts, too, which is, like, miraculous.
I mean, to be determined, but I have no symptoms. And I've been back for, like, 3 days now. I could still get COVID, but I don't think so.
I doubt it.
If I got COVID from any concert, it would have been the Conan one, because the other ones were, like, ages ago. They were, like, well before the Conan one. But you know how I said I was a little pissed at the people at the Olivia concert because they got to see them perform together?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen quite a few TikToks of some people from the Olivia concert saying they got COVID.
Oh.
So I'm not saying they deserved it.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding.
You know, your mouth's saying one thing, but kidding. Like the salt in your tone is saying another.
No.
I'm not saying they deserved it, but fuck those hoes. I hope it's rough.
Especially the people that found them at the restaurant that they went to after her show and got a bunch of pictures with Conan and Olivia. Especially them.
Oh. That would actually be so shit, though. Imagine being a celebrity and you're just trying to catch up with your friend, like, in the middle of this stressful tour. And then, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, can we get a photo with you?
I mean, to be fair, if they really wanted to be alone, they could have ordered takeout somewhere and, like, gotten to, like, a hotel room or something. But, like, they clearly didn't. So.
Oh, that is fair. Never mind.
I don't feel that bad. Oh,
that makes it, maybe they were, like, hoping someone would come find them. Like, we're doing charity work right now.
They were being attention horse.
Meet and greet.
They were, like, publicity photos. Yeah. These photos are going to get posted all over the internet.
I mean, stay tuned, because back to the Wallows. The Wallows just announced today that they increased the amount of seats in their Sydney stretch of their tour, because Wallows are actually the exception, where when they said they're going on a world tour, they're actually
going on a world
to the world.
Tour.
They're coming to Australia in November, which is so crazy. Imagine if we go to the Wallows and you're just like, yo, reunited. I was in Vancouver.
That was their second show, was when they were in Vancouver, so
it really would have come full circle. But anyway, we might get tickets for the Wallows, like, when they come to Sydney, since there's more seats now. Maybe we might be able to. I'm gonna be real, I don't really know much of the Wallows music except for, like, Are You Bored Yet, but I would totally be willing to learn, because that's the thing about the Wallows. Like, I know that they're good because everybody, it's just a band that I haven't found a reason to get into, but if I wanted to, I would totally get into them because, like, I'm gonna see it live.
Oh, for sure. Their music is, like, really vibey. Like, I love it. It's just such good, like, background music to my life, you know?
Yeah, we're seeing very good background music artists, because we're also seeing Rex Orange County
that's, and the background Wallows music. Are very similar music.
They are, like, the vibe. Not, like, the music itself is similar, but the vibe you feel when you listen to it.
But it's kind of like, very, if you like one, you'll like the other, sort of thing.
For sure. You know what the vibe is? Is when you listen to it, you feel like you are the main character in an indie coming-of-age movie. That's what it is.
Definitely.
And it's a vibe. I have nothing else to talk about.
Neither do I.
It's boring.
We've basically made it to the hour, almost, so we're going to say goodbye now. I hope you enjoyed. If you want to see videos from my concert, they're on my Instagram. You can go, like, read all, like, my fake-ass friends' comments.
Every listener that comments a fake-ass comment on Lily's Instagram gets a heart from me, okay?
Stop it.
They're the real legends. I really hope one person goes on your Instagram and is just like, oh my God, gorgeous. Stop
you know
it.
I would
my
respond,
eyes hurt.
I would respond and say thank you, because I'm polite. Okay?
It's because you're fake. If somebody responded gorgeous on my Instagram, I would respond, fuck you.
That's the only thing I'll ever comment on your Instagram post now. I'll be like, oh my gosh, girly, so gorgeous.
You know what, Owen? Don't you ever call me girly.
I am going to call you girly. On all
and you know what I'll respond with? A big, fat love heart emoji. A red one. Big, fat, juicy, red love heart emoji. That is okay.
I need to leave this toxic space.
Yeah, me too. So that was me 20 minutes ago.
We will see you all next week.
We'll talk to them. We don't ever see these people.
We don't, no. And a lot of them probably don't even
meet and greet.
A lot of them probably don't even know what we look like. Ew, so.
That's bullshit because you just shouted out your Instagram like 20 times in this episode. That's what I'm saying.
Like until now, because like we've never shouted out our Instagrams before, so people might just now be figuring out what we look like.
Yeah, that's why I didn't shout out my Instagram. I like the Hannah Montana life I'm leading right now.
Guys, so she has this TikTok account called OG.Steel. You can see her there. I won't give away her Instagram, but...
Big, fat, juicy love heart emoji coming right your way, Lily. Oh. No, actually, at least if you shout them out there, they can go maybe read my Wattpad book and maybe I can do something
royal
with that validation. Smut
novel. Go check it out on Wattpad.
My royal smut novel.
It's called
King. You say this as if you don't eat it up every time I post a new chapter.
I definitely do. But go check her out. A Tangled Courtship is the book. Anyway, we're gonna go now.
Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.